This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN on the phone.
From the NFL Draft Combine
in Indianapolis.
Who couldn't use a bonus call from Elliot? I think we all could. Elliot Short Parks is in Indianapolis for the NFL Draft Combine. Elliot, how are we feeling, buddy?
Doing good. I'm in what has to be the quietest Indianapolis airport I've ever been in, so excited for them all to hear my NFL Eagles draft picks.
The Indianapolis airport is the one where I had to record something for Moshe at one point and went into one of those little pods where women are allowed to breastfeed quietly. I needed a quiet place. The bathrooms weren't quiet, so I found one of those. So,
see, this is why we're built different. I just recorded a whole pod right in the middle of the boarding section. So hear my Eagles Daily Pod available on all podcast platforms.
So, there you go. Go Birds Pod, yes. Exactly. So, yeah. Elliot, before we get to the Tush Push stuff and the Myles Garrett stuff, your reaction to Paul George announcing that he is to focus on his health and to get the team right, he is suspending Podcast P for the rest of the season. What is your reaction to that big news?
So I honestly saw this like an hour ago and thought it was one of those fake NBA accounts.
NBA Centel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally what I thought it was. And then I unfortunately saw the video of him doing it. You know, hey, I'm here in Indianapolis. The Pacers used to play here. You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of Paul George fans here at the airport. Maybe I'll ask them what they think about their very cooked former all-star.
Well, all you need to do is look around the airport at people crying and shocked as they find out Podcast P won't be around for
Seriously.
The next 6 weeks.
Exactly. So. We'll have to wait for the next interview with some other cooked player. That's
hold on. You're at the airport. Are you on your way back?
That's to you, Elliot. I'm not
in an airport. Are you coming back?
Sorry, cut out, yeah. Yeah, I'm coming back. Look, once the Eagles are done here, I'm done here. Once Nick and Howie are talking,
You're not down there actually putting your eyes on prospects.
Get your eyes on some players, GM.
Yeah, you're going to be a GM
soon. I thought you wanted to be a GM.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think we all know, if you're a true GM, that the actual scouting's not done at the combine. This was months of tape and player interviews.
You are sickening.
So, this is just a good information gathering session, and I'm sure I'll find that information out.
Okay.
So, you know, we start the show, and I was thinking about every Eagles Super Bowl over the last 25 years, and a bunch of other teams, actually. And the year before, they went and they made a big star acquisition in the offseason. And I thought to myself, this is why we need Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, maybe a star we don't know is available. What do you think, and they're most likely losing Milton Williams, they're most likely losing Josh Sweat. What do you think about the need for the Eagles to make a big swing this offseason, notably defensively?
Yeah, so I don't know if I would agree with the word need. Like, that's probably, you know, a semantics thing that we'll disagree on, but I think the benefits of going out and doing it to me is not on the field. Like, I think this team, the roster, if they play to their potential, if the coaching's good enough, like, they're already good enough. So I don't think they have a need for it. But when I think about adding somebody like a Myles Garrett or a Max Crosby, I think the benefit is off the field more than it is on the field. And I say that because after sitting through the first year of Saquon and seeing what he did to that team, like, you know, when they got Saquon, like, Nick was on the hot seat. They were coming off the collapse. And I just think, like, the shiny new object of Saquon, and you hear players talk about this, like, him just coming in there and being a big personality and being a star and being a new locker room guy, like, I think added a lot and took some pressure to an extent off of, like, that collapse that they had just gone through. So in a year where a lot of their challenges are going to be off the field, like coming off of a Super Bowl, you know, that the pressure, that type of thing, I think a benefit of adding somebody like a Myles Garrett, I don't know if Max Crosby would really qualify, but like a Myles Garrett would just be, you know, a shiny new object to make the team feel different, change the culture a little bit. I think, you know, year-to-year culture change is good. So I think there's benefits to it. But on the field, I don't think they need to go get that player. I think it's more off the field.
There's actually one of the other things I mentioned is getting a guy who hasn't won before. I think that's another element of the Saquon thing is one of the things you worry about after winning the Super Bowl, and I think it happened to an extent with some of the people who are here, Ike has mentioned, Doug right in the book, is that there is the worry that people will forget what they had to do to get there and almost get a little fat and happy. And the injection of someone who is still hungry, as hungry as they were to get the first one, I think is at least an interesting thing to think about. Now, you don't need to do that with a star, but I think it means more when it's a star.
Well, and especially with the two guys you're talking about are coming from such loser organizations that, like, they haven't ever tasted winning. And we saw with Saquon what that means to him. But the other thing, too, and I'd be curious to see if Ike agrees with me on this, is, like, I think that when you're a team that has year-over-year success, you do need some type of change, right? So, like, in 2003 to 2004, the Eagles were a better team, and T.O. helped them. But I also just think the addition of T.O. was, like, a fresh breath air of, like, okay, we got somebody new. The team felt different. And it gave them, like, a reason to believe again. I do think that adding a Myles Garrett, like, it just gives this team a freshness. And I feel like over the past week with, like, the offensive coordinator hire and all the things we've talked about, like, one big concern of mine has been just them running it back and there being a staleness that, you know, just naturally comes when you don't make any major changes. Mm-hmm. And I think that would do that.
Yeah, listen, I it's weird, right? Because prior to yesterday, I was on this side of the fence. The spike is on, the jack is on. I mean, you heard us down at the combine, I mean, at the Super Bowl. We wanted Myles Garrett. And a lot of what you just said is part of the reason. It is having a new voice, sort of a fresh, hungry energy in the locker room, and not just from any new players, from a player of the magnitude and the caliber of a Myles Garrett or a Max Crosby. So I do understand that. But you know what my mind changed? Yesterday, when Howie spoke to you guys down there, and the quotes that I'm hearing from Howie, they made sense. Like, it made sense from the standpoint of being patient. The offseason doesn't just end in March, meaning that he's going to keep his eyes open to see if there's that, you know, how he loves to get that, sneak that player in that no one thinks he's going to sneak in, like a Mekhi Becton or something like that. And that guy usually turns out to be a huge asset. James Bradberry in 2022, we didn't get him until, I believe, July, right before training camp, after the Giants cut him. So when Howie talks like that, I tend to buy into that, but more importantly, his reasoning for not being as aggressive early with some of these bigger names makes sense when he's talking about keeping an eye on the future as well. And that has to be because of that defense, how young they are, and guys that are going to be up for deals. And you know how the Eagles are. They're not the Cowboys. They don't wait to the end to pay their players that they believe they're going to keep. They want to get them signed earlier than later. So Jalen Carter is available next year to be paid. I don't know what they're going to do this offseason, but they got a couple guys they could extend if they wanted to this offseason. Jordan Davis. Did I say Jalen Carter? I said that right.
Yes.
Okay. Jordan Davis, and on the Kobe's edge.
Nolan Smith.
Yep, Nolan Smith. N'Kobe is injured, so they probably won't do him. They'll probably wait, but who knows? I'm just saying, there's some logic behind not being the aggressor this year. And I know no one wants to hear it. I don't even like throwing it out there because it's a crutch, but it's a crutch. It is what it is. They just won the Super Bowl. So I know we want them to go back-to-back, but they get the ability afforded to them to go back-to-back on their terms versus taking risk that they don't necessarily need to take. Now, had they not won the Super Bowl, listen, I'd be all over this. Yeah, we got to go get Myles Garrett, right? Like, I'd be all over this if they hadn't won the Super Bowl. But because they've won the Super Bowl, I think it does give them a little bit of room to operate in their own comfort zone. And they've earned our trust, or they should have earned. He should have earned our trust with that.
Well, in the sense I got being down in Indianapolis yesterday, being around Howie, is that, like, I think they will definitely be in talks for Myles Garrett. I just think they're negotiating from a position of power.
Right.
I think they
I
would,
think that's
they
fair.
Would, I think, like, if it was a first-round pick, and then you're, like, seeing what the contract is, like, yeah, I think that's something it would entertain. But when you say, like, need, you know, to go back to the question, like, I think the Washington Commanders more need Myles Garrett than
yes.
Myles
yes.
Garrett. And what I also think is interesting is we've been talking about this, you know, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes now, and none of us has mentioned, like, an on-the-field need. And I do think that speaks to, like, Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. I understand they are not, like, proven edge rushers, and I definitely get the maybe you don't want them to be your starters going into season when you're supposed to win the Super Bowl. But I am very high on both of those two players. So when I look at their edge rotation, you know, I don't feel a need to go out and get anybody there.
Well, who's the third guy in their edge rotation?
I can go with Nolan Smith. I don't know if I'm ready for Jalix to be out there as a starter.
No, Jalix was pretty good at the end of last year. He's developed quickly. I think he has all the physical traits. I look, obviously, he is not a third of the player Myles Garrett is, if not like a fourth or whatever. Like, I get
sure,
that.
Yeah.
I just think that they do have intriguing young talent where I think it could be like week 5 or 6, and we're sitting here and going, look, let's say they draft someone at 32. It's a very deep edge rusher class. You have the two guys you're already excited about. Again, I would pay a first for Myles Garrett, but like if it gets up to 2 firsts and a third or you know, a first and 2 seconds, like I just think there's enough there and the roster is already good enough. And frankly, the job they've been doing drafting recently, I think has to be brought up. Like if you look at their
recently
draft,
yes.
Well, I think that's what would matter. It doesn't matter how they drafted 7 years ago. If you look at the last 3 drafts, in the first 3 rounds, they've gotten a starter in pretty much every one, or at least a contributing player. Jordan Davis would probably be the most questionable of those, but he's a contributing player. So when you talk about giving up 2 firsts and maybe a third or whatever it might be, like those are 3 cost-controlled, likely contributing players that you're giving up. Now, Myles Garrett's a great player, so maybe it's worth it. But I don't know. I don't think it's a gamble they have to take.
Elliot, one final thing. The tush push seems like it is one of the 2 or 3 biggest stories in the NFL this year. We did hear Jim Harbaugh come out in favor of it. Todd Bowles come out in favor of it, at least publicly. What's that?
Football guys.
Do you think? End of the day, do you think they get it done? Are there enough people who will vote against it that will find a way? You can't just make the play illegal, but find a way to make it more difficult for the Eagles to accomplish this play next year.
I don't. Now, like 48 hours ago, I thought there was zero chance. After hearing how many coaches came out against it, you know, maybe I would go up to 20%, but I ultimately don't think it will be banned or changed. I really think, if we can just be honest here, like, this is only happening because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. If you think about the 2 years where this has been an issue, it was after the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. No one cared about the tush push last year. I didn't hear anything about the tush push and injury and safety and
right.
Sean McDermott.
Like, yeah.
I didn't hear anything about that when they flamed out in the playoffs. I think like it's a league event. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl. They're topic of conversation. And because of that, you're hearing people come out against it. But I don't think that that's enough to get a permanent ban. So, yeah, I think it's a good topic of conversation for the next few days or the last few days. But I would be surprised if there was any actual change made.
All right, Elliot, before we let you go and get on your plane, it seems like you are going to popularize a new saying across the country. You actually said it during this call. Jack, could you play back what Elliot said?
The addition of T.O.? was like a fresh of breath air.
There you go, a fresh of breath air.
You like that?
Yeah. Did you instead of a breath of fresh air, it is a fresh of breath air.
I didn't even catch it when you said it.
Oh, I caught it.
Yeah.
I went right to Jack.
A breath.
Good job by you. I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah.
I actually have another expression I was thinking. I'm curious what you guys think about it. Ready? Because I know
curious.
We got into debate yesterday how much of the push actually matters in this.
Yes.
What do you
yes.
think of this? Ready? It's not the push. It's the tush.
There you go. All right. That's Elliot Shore-Parse.
It's the tush.
It's the tush.
By the way, you know, ESPN's discussing this as well, right? On their morning shows. Every highlight they showed, he was being pushed into the damn end zone.
Oh, yes. Elliot and O.G. Wade saying that the push yes. actually doesn't matter is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Fake national news there going at it again.
Elliot, will you be at our million tush march as we rally against the league for trying to get rid of our play?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll be there without question.
All right. All right. There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. You can get the Go Birds podcast every single morning, Go Birds Daily. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Have a safe flight,
Elliot. Safe flight back, brother.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
There he is.
What a fresh of breath air.
What a fresh of breath air.
I didn't even
is.
Catch it. Yeah,
I caught immediately.
I didn't even catch it when y'all replayed it.
Oh, really?
I was like, what was wrong with that?
I very quietly went to Jack. Elliot said fresh of breath air.
Can fresh of breath air.
Fresh of breath air.
The addition of T.O. was like a fresh of breath air.
There y'all, he is.
Yeah, unmerciful, man.
There is Elliot. We all know Elliot is a fresh of breath air. Do the Eagles need to take a big swing this offseason, add a star on defense? I say yes. That's what gets you to the Super Bowl again. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
Ike Reese, you poor man. You are stuck out on an island with two bozos.
Wow. Kind of like name calling?
Yeah, I mean, my God. First of all, we got Spike. Spike wants to trade away everything for splash players, and let's bring 30-year-olds in and give up the youth. Keep you and your grubby little short.
Give up the youth. Give up the youth. Give it up two picks at 30 and 32 over the next 3 years.
You keep your Sixers stench over there, okay? Get away from the Eagles, all
okay.
right? Then we got Mr. Fritz, you know, finally comes back to work, and Jack the Fraud Fritz is now another one. Oh, to heck with the young guys. Let's bring in guys and blah, 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 blah. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Last year, I remember when the beloved Phils, we couldn't trade Painter, we couldn't touch Crawford, and his new man crush, Aiden Miller, was also off limits. So,
Well, I agree Jack's a fraud.
Yes,
I agree Jack's a fraud.
Crawford was on the table. Other two, untouchable. Yes, they are like children for me.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris. We're probably going to lose Milton Williams. We're probably going to lose Josh Sweat. Those two of the most important players in the playoffs on the defensive line. Where is that production coming from?
That production's going to come from two guys that are already here and then the new acquisitions that they're going to do because we haven't gotten there. But here's two players. Jalex Hunt. I know you poo-pooed him. But
I don't poo-poo him. I love him. But okay, come on.
You're just like Maxi with him.
Listen, he had a run through the playoffs. Perfect timing, right? Young guy coming into his own. As far as the D-tackle, so did Ojomo. He came on. That guy had 6 sacks at last year and is developing really well. So that's going to happen. And then
Ojomo had 6 sacks last year?
Yes. And we haven't even
what the hell?
We haven't even had a draft yet. We haven't
this.
Even had Howie season where he goes out and he brings somebody in.
But Chris, those guys were there last year. Those guys
correct.
Were they were on the
but
team. We're losing Milton Williams and we're losing Josh Sweat. Two of the three best players on the defensive line last year? I think two of the four, certainly.
So, again, you can keep saying, hey, but we're losing two guys, and I'm going to forget the fact that we're not going to be picking up guys in the very near future. Yeah, you can spin that argument. But listen, that's not what's going to go on here. He's going to draft young talent. We're going to build it the right way, and this defense is only going to get better. This was the first year under Vic Fangio's leadership. You're going to see guys that like Ojomo and new guys that they bring in that are going to develop, that they're going to draft, that are going to develop into new studs because of the scheme. And he can expand upon that with the guys that were there from this year. So
it's like Howie emailed all you guys the same talking points.
Yeah. Howie King, Howie's a genius. Like Mad Mike used to say, Howie is the greatest general manager ever to walk the face of the planet. And he is the beacon and pillar of what it should be. Let's not take the credit away from the man that built the greatest NFL team in Eagles history, and I'll go even further and say in NFL history.
The greatest NFL team in NFL history?
Wow. That's right.
215.
Come on, Chris.
592.
Come on, Chris. What are we doing?
Hold up. Chris, I love you. I love you. Jomo didn't have to have six sacks last year. He didn't have any.
All right. Well, he just one. Ruined
well, I'm
your...
Looking, hold on. I'm looking at the regular... Am I looking at the wrong stat sheet?
Yes.
2024 regular season.
Yeah.
Maybe I looked at the wrong
one. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking
at... Chris is fake news.
I think he was looking at Milton Williams, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
Because I think Milton Williams had six sacks last year.
No, you're fake. You're fake.
Fake news. Fake news.
You can't say it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You said he had six sacks.
The man said six sacks. I'm like, hold on.
Fake news.
Had six sacks.
Fake news. Fake news.
He had six solo tackles.
He had six tackles.
Yeah, solo tackles. Yeah, six.
He had six tackles. Nope. Chris, you don't have to talk anymore. You got to take the L. He had six tackles.
Listen, I'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with this.
Oh, here we go.
No, loser.
He said six sacks. I was like, hold on.
If Moro Ojomo had six sacks.
He had six tackles.
Yeah, I know. That's why I rushed to the stats. I'm like, I don't remember one sack Ojomo had this
I think
year.
Combined regular season and playoffs, I think Milton Williams had six sacks.
Okay.
Yeah. Just lying.
Fake insider.
He said it so confidently. That's what made me go look. I'm like, hold on.
Milton Williams had five sacks in the regular season.
There you go. Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. All right. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to make a trade or a big signing? Go make a big splash on defense.
We'd be re-signing Ojomo if he had six sacks.
Yes.
He'd be getting an extension.
Yes. Go get me a star. Do the Eagles need to go get a star? 215-592-9494. Two big things coming up next here, Ike. Two
yes.
big things.
What you got?
First of all, Flowers and 50 with Broads is better. And the other thing, we think of the Eagles as a first-class organization, right?
Yes.
It seems like the players might not agree.
What?
Well,
trouble in paradise?
There might be a little trouble in paradise. We'll get to that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.